大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus.
Welcome to the Cross Cultural Seminar. My name is Masaaki Osugi.
And I'm Susan Iwamoto.
Now, of course, I'm a teacher, and you know I'm a teacher. And I've never ever thought of, you know, doing anything else. Sometimes I wonder, do teachers in the States, do they do anything other than teaching? You know? Because here in Japan, teachers only teach. And even if they have time, I don't think they would do anything else, like working at a bookstore or, you know, running a trading company. But years ago, I was surprised to find that this one particular American professor from the University of Hawaii had a trading company. He came to Japan as a leader of a debating team, and I was a debater. Dr. Ellis said to me one time, you know, Mac, he used to call me Mac, when I go back to Hawaii, I'll send you the brochures of my company. And I said, what? Your company? And he said that he had a trading company. And that was a surprise, big surprise to me, because professors here in this country don't do anything else but teach at a college or university.
Really? Actually, yeah. What was he a professor of? What was his subject?
Yeah, speech communication.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wow. That does sound a little unusual, but it does happen from time to time at the university level, I think.
Is that correct?
Well, you know, I think probably in general, what you'll find is if a university professor does have a job on the side, it's often related to their academic field.
I see.
So, for example, I can think of a professor I knew in the past who focused on business and economics, but also had a consulting firm of his own that he did in addition to what his duties were at the university. But it was, of course, connected. It was connected to his business research, but his own business. I think you're more likely to find this happening at the elementary, junior high school, and high school level for teachers. Mm-hmm. As you know, the summer vacations in the U.S. are a bit longer than ones at Japanese public schools, usually between 2 and 3 months. So there's a lot of time there, a lot of free time that the teachers have. And teaching at public schools, you know, from elementary to high school level, is not going to make you rich on its own.
Okay.
It's often not paid very well. So teachers look for ways to supplement their income. And it's not unusual at all to have a summer job or sometimes to have a part-time job that they might do at some point during the year, during the school year, too. Of course, they're really busy with teaching duties, so a lot of teachers don't really want to do something extra during the year. But in the summer, it's really common. So, for example, some of my relatives are public school teachers. I can think of one of my cousins is a high school science teacher, and she works in the summer for a corporate events company. I think she does some work time to time with them during the year, but very limited. One of my aunts was an elementary school teacher for years, and she worked at a bookstore in the summer. So you could say it's somewhat related there, I guess. And one of my high school teachers actually had his own house painting company during the summer, because summer was the time that people wanted their houses painted. And it was great because he actually employed some high school students to help him out. So he's, I guess, still had a chance to teach in some ways as well, too. But it wasn't related at all to what he was teaching in high school. So yeah, it's pretty common. And it's not forbidden at all. In fact, it's just considered to be something normal that many teachers choose to do.
I see. さてですね、教員であってもですね、アルバイトといいますか、セカンドジョブと言っていいようなものを持っているということが、アメリカでは決して珍しくないということにちょっと驚きました。私が最初にそれを知ったのはもうだいぶ前なんですが、ハワイ大学の先生がディベートのチームのリーダーとしてやってきたんですが、この方の専門はスピーチコミュニケーションというものだったんですが、僕のね、経営している貿易会社のパンフレットを送るからさというふうに言ったので、まあ驚いたんですが、 今の話ではどうも特に夏休みが長いので夏休みに先生がですねアルバイトをするというのは決して珍しくないということですね。スーザンさんのご親戚身内の中には先生が結構いるんですね。これも今回の発見でしたが、最後のちょっと面白いですね、塗装をやるという、家のあのペインティングですね、家の塗装をやるって、それで高校生アルバイトで雇ってやるってのは結構うまい手だなと思いましたが、まあアメリカではですから学生だけではなくて先生もアルバイトをするということがわかりますね。 All right, let's go on to the phrases.
Okay, the first one is to moonlight. Now, to moonlight means to work a second job.And it originally came from people working, for example, at night after their regular job was over during the day. But now you can use it to describe pretty much any kind of second or perhaps third job. So, for example, you could say, Brad teaches at an elementary school and moonlights at a local department store.
さあ、面白い単語ですよね。Moonlight。名詞でそのまま言えば月光ということになるんですが、月の光の下でアルバイトをしたところから発してるんでしょうか。実際のところはよくわかりませんが、これはアルバイトをすることをやはり意味する表現で、動詞として使うこともできますからね。Moonlighting、ing つけて使ってもいいんですね。もちろん現在では夜のアルバイトだけじゃなくて、お昼、昼間、日中のアルバイトでも使うことができますね。今の例文はそんな例文でした。もう一度聞きましょう。
Brad teaches at an elementary school and moonlights at a local department store.
というわけでですね、こういう先生しながらデパートでアルバイト、珍しくないそうです。The second one.
The second is to have a job on the side.And this means to work a job in addition to another full-time job, or maybe in addition to full-time studies. So, you could say, my position at the magazine didn't pay much, so I needed to have a job on the side.
さあ、今度は、job on the side。この on the side という言い方がポイントですよね。日本語で副業というような言い方をしますが、その副というところとマッチするような表現ですね。何かメインディッシュがあって、その副食としてですね、このポテトが添えられてるみたいな、そういう感じで副業を表す表現。さあ、それでは例文もう一度。
My position at the magazine didn't pay much, so I needed to have a job on the side.
というわけで、今回はアルバイト副業をテーマに、教員もですねなかなか大変なので副業が必要だというご時世ですよね。 Alright, see you next time.
Thanks for listening.
大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナ
ー Sponsored by Olympus。
いつもクロスカルチュラルセミナーをお聞きいただきましてありがとうございます。語学学習の方法はいろいろとありますが、気軽に始められるのはラジオやテレビの語学講座ですよね。でも今までは聞ける時間帯や学習する場所の制約から長続きしないという方も多かったのではないでしょうか。そんな方にはオリンパスのラジオサーバーポケット PJ10 をぜひおすすめしたいと思います。 PJ10 はポケットやカバンに入れて気軽に持ち運ぶことができるラジオサーバーです。 AM/FM はもちろん、テレビの1から3チャンネルの音声放送に対応したチューナーが搭載されています。ですからもちろん総合も教育テレビも NHK バッチリですね。学習中の語学講座を自宅だけではなくて、通勤や通学の途中などで聞くことができます。録音予約は最大20件、2ギガの内蔵メモリーを搭載して135時間も録音することができます。聞きたい講座の放送時間に別のことをしていても PJ10 がしっかり録音します。録音した番組は多彩で便利な再生機能を使って効率的に学習できます。例えば、もはや語学学習になくてはならない早聞き遅聞き機能、
音程が変わらずに再生するので違和感なく聞き取れます。再生速度も 50% から 200% まで対応します。そして前回の再生停止位置を自動的に記憶するしおり機能、電源を切った場合も有効なので、次に電源を入れた時に前回の続きから学習できます。さらに聞きたい部分だけを再生する部分リピート再生、それから聞きたいところの頭出しが任意にできるインデックスマーク機能、こういった機能もついています。1ファイルにつき16個のマークをつけることが可能なので、キーフレーズごとの学習などに威力を発揮しますね。ラジオサーバーポケット PJ10 はオリンパスのオンラインショップでお買い求めいただけます。詳しくはvoicetrek.jp に今すぐアクセスしてください。時間や場所に左右されず、好きな場所で好きな時に語学学習を続けたいというあなたに、また一つ強い味方が増えましたね。